Good morning, everybody. It's really good to be here. Lixie, thank you, the first one. We've got a bit of a wonky screen there this morning, but never mind. I'm sure it will all be just fine. And today, as Jonathan said, we start our Advent series, which will run for 3 weeks, which is called May We Never Lose Our Wonder. And so this morning, I've just got a really simple message for us about wonder and about our hope in this season and how we prepare ourselves to experience the wonder afresh of Jesus, or maybe even for the first time for some of us. When leaders lead meetings and speakers speak, it's good for them to communicate. It should be easy if they're in the same house. Somehow we haven't managed to, but actually Holy Spirit has woven through nearly everything Jonathan's brought this morning, stuff that I'm going to be bringing as well. So he really has a message for us this morning, I think. And what we want in this season is to experience again the wonder of Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, in tangible, relevant, life-changing ways. We want the wonder of Jesus and not the commercial magic of Christmas. So Christmas is upon us. I think it started in about August this year. You might feel like that, or you might, like me, feel a bit like that. It's like coming like an express train, and I don't feel very calm about it. But as I was preparing for this talk and thinking about our theme of wonder, it occurred to me that in this season, the whole world is trying to create wonder. You know, everywhere you go, you see people advertising winter wonderlands, Santa's grottos, sparkle, glitter. It's all about trying to create this thing of wonder that as human beings we kind of long for. There's a real thing of lights going on. Have you ever noticed how many lights spring up at Christmas? It's absolutely amazing. We've got fairy lights, we've got tree lights, we've got house lights. Who dares own up to something like that or that? We've got street lights, and we can even go a little bit far with our pets. And all of us are trying to bring light into the dark winter nights. I don't know if you saw the Maidenhead advertiser this week, Let There Be Lights. That was an article about the town council having spent £100,000 on new street lights this year, which are very pretty. Do go and walk down through Maidenhead. It's absolutely amazing. I nearly had a car crash. I was driving through, and the Broadway car park is so lit up. I was like, what on earth's that? I was driving along. But all of it is about this thing of trying to create wonder and magic and sparkle. And, of course, gifts, which is a huge industry at this time of year. Everybody's searching for the perfect gift. Jonathan mentioned Black Friday. I think that sounds depressing, actually, rather than exciting. And when I saw it on the news, I was like, that really is depressing. But, you know, this wonder that the world around us is trying to recreate is a very pale shadow of the wonder that Christmas is for us. You know, we have a real wonder in Jesus and the Christmas story if we will just pause long enough to really access it and appreciate it. It's a wonder that had legions of angels appearing in the sky over the earth, singing about the birth of Jesus. And they had kings coming from hundreds of miles away to worship with a baby who'd been born in a manger. We have a real wonder this Christmas. And we don't actually need fairy lights and Christmas tree lights and dog lights. We've got a real light that has come into the world in the person of Jesus, and which has transformed us and our lives, that has taken us from darkness into light. I've got some verses about light for you. And just bear in mind that in the ancient world, the darkness was very dark. Practically, it was very dark. We don't really experience that today because we've got electricity and lights in the house and street lights and lights from cars going past. But in the ancient world, The dark was very dark. At night it was very dark. So bear that in mind as you read these. Shall we say them together? The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. And that's talking about all of us, all the people throughout time, walking in darkness, walking not knowing God. We've seen a great light, and a light has shone on us. Here's another one. This is in John, speaking of Jesus. Let's say it together. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. That's our true light, Jesus. And this is what Jesus said about himself. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. That's the light that we have. And the world is grasping, trying to create light with fairy lights and sparkle. We have that very real light available to us. And that word light is really interesting. It doesn't just mean light. It means illumination, if you look into the original language. It means break of day. It's a new day for us. It means glorious. That light that shone on us, that's within us, is glorious. It means set on fire. And it actually means happiness as well. So all those verses about the light that we have are way more than commercial light. They're about this brilliance, this illumination, this glory, being set on fire, knowing happiness, knowing joy that we have in Jesus in this season. And not only do we have this very real light in Jesus, he, in turn, has made us into lights in this world. So let's just read this together. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. And that is the promise to every one of us, that the Lord has risen over us. His glory is seen on us. His light is seen in us. So that's light. But gifts and Black Friday, well, we've got the most amazing gift that we could ever receive. And we don't have to be good for Santa to bring it. The ultimate wonder of this season is how God the Father gives all people everywhere his most precious possession. He gives his Son. Do you know God could have chosen any number of ways to enter this planet? But actually, he wanted to connect with us in a human, personal, relational way. And the way he did it shows true generosity on his part. He is the ultimate gift giver. And so hope is one of our themes this week. And this is our hope, that we have a God who loves us, every one of us, so much he came to earth as man to be with us, to live among us, and ultimately to die in our place for us, so that we could know him every day, day by day. And I actually don't think that we can experience real wonder at Christmas without pausing. And we'll get onto that in just a moment. And when this light, you know, rises over us, then actually we become the bringers of his kingdom in this world. That scripture that I love, that I've talked about before, Christ in us, the hope of glory. And that word hope isn't the hope that it's a wish, a dream, a desire. It's an expectation. It's an anticipation. It's something that we can be confident in. That's what that word means in the Bible. So the point of this season of Advent is to take time to prepare our hearts and to enjoy the anticipation of that hope. Now, what we're going to do now is I'm going to play you a song. It's a Bethel song. It's called Wonder. And it's what our theme, our Advent theme, May We Never Lose the Wonder, is framed around. Now, I don't just want you to listen to this as, oh, a nice song. I'd like you to allow your spirits to worship as I play this song. You won't be able to close your eyes because I've got the most amazing video that goes with it. Could somebody just get the lights at the back for me? Actually, that would be really good. This has been put together by Susan Rimmer. And what I want you to do is to allow it to stir your heart, to stir your spirit, and cause you to wonder. And what we're going to do is just have a little bit of quiet at the end, just for you to sit with Holy Spirit and enjoy what he has to say to you. Lord, let us never lose our wonder at who you are and all that you have done for us. I've seen that video now about 4 times and I cry every time. And we're going to be showing it again, so that's not your only view of it. But I think it's amazing, especially the part about Jesus, that actually that's the wonder of this Christmas. And the focus of this first week of Advent is how do we prepare our hearts to receive that hope? And prepare means just simply to get ready. So if we go back to those three things, the real things that we have, the real wonder, the real light, and the one real gift of Jesus. How do we prepare for that? And as Jonathan has already brought earlier in the meeting, I don't think we can experience real wonder without pausing and making room for it. There's a real need for us to find some time and space to be silent with God. We have to purposefully make space to wonder, or we'll just rush on in this season and get to Christmas and it'll all be over and then it'll be January. I love this quote. I actually put it on the weekly news this week, if you read it. For many of us, the great danger is not that we will renounce our faith. It is that we will become so distracted, rushed, and preoccupied that we will settle for a mediocre version of it. Isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? The Lord has so much depth, so much richness in it for every one of us in our relationship with him. The danger is that we will just rush on and miss it. A famous writer said, "Without silence, it is virtually impossible to grow spiritually, because silence is an invitation to enter into a deeper relationship with Jesus." And that's our challenge, to find some time and space to be still and silent with God. Psalm 46, "Be still and know that I am God." I like the Passion Translation. "Stand silent and stop your striving, and you will see that I am God." That version was written for me, because all I do is talk and rush around. And what God says to me is, "Stand silent, Kerry. Stop striving and see I'm God. I will do it all as you go along." Do you know that research with Buddhist and Christian monks has demonstrated conclusively that the practice of silence actually transforms the neurochemistry of the brain? because silence was always meant to be part of God's plan for transformation of our lives. So when Romans 12:2 talks about be transformed by the renewing of your mind, part of that is being silent and still before God. So I just want to challenge you, as Jonathan has already done, this Advent time and beyond. We were praying together this morning and praying that actually what we begin in this Advent series is something that would carry on through our lives in the year to come. It's just to find some time. If we can't find 5 minutes, 10 minutes in our day to sit with God, there's something wrong with our days. Because we all have that, whether it's at the beginning, the end, the middle, when you're getting a cup of coffee, when you're driving your car, there is time just to focus and plug in on God. The challenge is it's hard for us. I find it really hard. We want to rush on, but we just need to sit in openness and longing with God. And it helps to have a word to focus on. So I'll maybe focus on Father. I'll just say Father. Father. And every time I get distracted, just come back to that word, Father. And allow yourself to be rooted back into the vastness of God. It brings such a perspective on our lives. There are things that can help you, like Jonathan said, about the Bible Society app that you can get. You click on Life, L-Y-F-E. On the Bible Society app, really helpful meditations through the day. I put this in the weekly news, sign up to Advent Wonder. If you go onto the stewardship website, you can click on that and it gives you an email every day that you can just ponder if you need that. Real wonder, let's try and get hold of it. Real light, okay, as well as that practice of spending a bit of time with God will allow that real wonder to penetrate our hearts and we'll become aware of the light that is Jesus. But we are lights too. It says this in Matthew 5. You are the light of the world. That's Jesus talking to us. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men. How can we do that this Christmas? We've just done a series, Just Walk Across the Room. I'd just like to urge you, this Advent series, find some ways to walk across some rooms. We've had printed the invitations to the Christmas story. It's going to be on Sunday, the 21st of December here. A really great way to walk across the rooms, to take some of these. I've got a basket of them and I'm going to put them over there on the piano on your way out. Take some. Invite your friends, your family, your workmates. Have a couple in your bag, people you talk to. Invite them to come along. That's a way that you can walk across a room and be light to other people in this season. I just asked Rachel to come up. She had a Just Walk Across the Room story relating to Advent, didn't you? And just before she does it, I just want you to know that this week and the 2 weeks that follow, this whole Advent series has been Rachel's creativity on this. I asked her to have a look at the series for me and she's put this together. So as you enjoy these 3 weeks and all the bits that come from videos to candles to all sorts of things we've got coming, Rachel and her team are the ones who put this together. So thank you, Rachel. But just tell us your little story.
Yeah. Well, because Jesus is just incredible, and he comes to us in the most simple ways, this really is a very simple story. And as I was Black Friday in town, I was wandering around at my usual... Wandering is the wrong word. I was pacing around at my usual frantic pace as my husband was grinning at me. And actually, some of you may know Maidenhead. There is, in the central Nicholson's Walk, there is a flower lady. And I was looking for something very specific. And in my frantic and independent way, decided I knew what I was looking for and I didn't need any help. Then actually, just for a moment, I thought, this is a really good opportunity to have a conversation with someone about what I'm doing here. And we were talking about colours, and actually the colours of Advent symbolically are, as you can see, purple, pink and white. And I was looking for something white. Anyway, so I explained to her, I'm looking for something white, but I'm not sure what it is. So I engage in a conversation with her rather than just doing myself and rushing around. Just took a moment. And she was really interested in what I was saying about Advent and how we were, as a church, were focusing on the real meaning of Christmas. And she shared with me some of the things she knew about Advent and knew about the Christmas story. And it was wonderful, actually. And she was really, really happy that she knew the word epiphany and what that was about as well. And so we just carried on talking. And then I said to her, well, actually, because I've been involved in putting this together for our church, we have themed it, May We Never Lose Our Wonder. And just in this moment, she looked at me just in silence with tears welling up, because she was just so delighted that our focus, the church's focus, was Jesus. And it wasn't, and there she was, a retailer, it wasn't the commercialism of Christmas, but actually the beauty of the wonder of Jesus.
That's great. There are so many opportunities for us in this season because people are more interested in what's going on and pausing. So I just challenge you. I'll put the basket of invitations over there. They'll be there every week. Just take some and invite people along to come and hear what will be a beautiful presentation about the love of God for every one of us. Another way that you can come and be light this Christmas. Oh yes, you can't get away. Come and join us to be Santas on the High Street with a real live nativity with an entire farm and a stable and sheep and goats and a turkey. I said turkey, does that really have anything to do with Christmas? But never mind, with the Christmas story. So come along, join us on the 20th of December. Santa suits provided. And come and use that again as an opportunity to draw people from Santa's offering balloons and chocolate into come and see this nativity. This is what Christmas is about. And by the way, can we just give you an invitation to this amazing Christmas production? What is the worst that could happen? The worst that could happen is that we could all look a bit silly and get laughed at. Does that matter? It doesn't, does it? We're out there reaching people, sharing the love of God this Christmas. So, our one real gift this Christmas is Jesus, the most generous gift from the ultimate giver. When we accept that gift, every single one of us comes near to the Father God, absolutely accepted. You don't have to satisfy any criteria, do anything. He loves you and you are his. That's his gift to us. We are always fully and unconditionally loved. I just want to repeat just a little bit from this article that Jonathan used first of all. Jesus' crucifixion is a breathtaking glimpse into the heart of God, signifying how far he is willing to go for us. So let's remember that gift is available to all of us, to everyone. Let's use those ways I've suggested to reach out. And let's take time this Advent to wonder at the amazing gift of God's love to every one of us. Let me just pray. Yeah, Father God, we just thank you for the incredible gift of Jesus. And Lord, I want to pray for each and every one of us that you will help us in this season to wonder. That you'll help us again to wonder like children at how incredible you are. Lord, the story can become so familiar to us. And yet it is incredible life. So, Lord, we just ask that you'd open our hearts afresh, that you'd open the hearts of people around us afresh, maybe even for the first time. That, Lord, as we give out invitations, you stir people to say, yes, I'm going to come and hear. And Lord, in that Christmas production and in Santa's on the High Street, would you let us and those we bring hear the amazing wonder of the greatest gift of all. In Jesus' name.